first thing we want to talk about? Like, so many things happened. So, the first thing pop into your mind.
Probably, you want to get Medina out of the way first? And yeah, then have fun?
Let's get Medina out of the way first. Let's do that. Because that happened over this weekend. So, so we heard, I think TMZ reported it.
Of course they did.
That Medina, Rick Medina, was arrested again for stabbing, and eventually his roommate died from a year ago. A year ago, he was arrested and everything.
But he wasn't charged.
But he was not charged. Because the story that he gave was that he was in self-defense and he was with a girlfriend and his girlfriend and the roommate was charging at him and being aggressive, and then he took the sword to defend himself and the roommate ended up dying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Charges were dropped. He went about his way. So then we hear that he's been arrested. And then I guess this is the part of the story where Jared can tell it a little better.
Okay, yeah, this is the way I'm understanding it. And again, this is very rudimentary. None of us here are lawyers. We don't know the laws super well. But
we're not Danny Slavin.
We are not Danny Slavin. But from what I understand is the first time they didn't feel like they had enough evidence, so they dropped the charges. But now they're of the mindset that they believe they do have enough evidence to bring him back in because they believe that according to some of the wounds on the victim's hands and the placement of the blood, that they think that the whole idea of self-defense doesn't make a lot of sense. And, I mean, I don't know anything about this, but from what I understand is that if you, like, let somebody go and then you do investigation enough to the point where you can bring them back in for an actual trial, that's usually a pretty bad sign for the defendant. Like, it means you have to have something really good to go on. So things aren't looking super good for him. And my whole thing about this is the fans, okay? Oh. Listen, I went to Ranger Board and I talked about this briefly. But my thing is this, and this happened the first time when he got arrested. And people tried to, like, start some GoFundMe campaign or something for him. And people have this mindset that, I saw this guy on this television show, and because I like this television show, I'm going to assume that he's innocent. Right. Which is asinine, because it's an actor. It's not, you know, we've met actors who play characters we like, and the actors are jerks, and we've seen characters we hate, and we've met the actors and found out that they're really cool people. This does not correlate in the slightest. And I'm not saying the man's guilty. I'm not saying he's innocent. I don't know anything about it. I'm just saying that it's ridiculous to make any sort of judgment in either direction because I liked Decker or Cole or I didn't like it, so I think he's guilt or any of that. You know, either way, just stop assuming anything. And it's also not double jeopardy. That's the other thing people need to understand. It's not double jeopardy. He wasn't tried. Exactly. He was not tried. You have to be tried for something before you can be tried for it a second time. He was not tried. This is the first time. That's my thing.
Well, I think Jer has spoken for all of us.
I would drop my mic, but it's too expensive.
I mean, I have trouble speaking about these sort of real life issues.
Yeah, I mean, we're sitting here, we're laughing, we're having fun, but it's, I mean, a dude died. And at this point in time, all I really care about is the family of this person that died having whatever closure is necessary. And I care about whatever actually happened being brought to light. I don't care. I'm not sitting here, you know, with a dog in the fight. I just want the truth to be out there.
Yeah. And we're like laughing, but like, we're like, it's sad.
Yes,
because
it is. It is.
You know, we're trying to, you know, make a show that's, you know, light and has jokes and but we also know that, like, while we talk about the show and while we talk about the news and all those other things, real life happens, and sometimes it sucks. It really sucks. And I don't want to have to think about, oh my gosh, like, crap, like, what if this ends up being really true and he really did do this thing? It you know, I don't want to think about that. That's, like, that's too little... It's a little deep for me.
Like all I know is that for fans out there, if your biggest concern is, oh no, I can't get his autograph, no.
Yeah, or how this looks for the franchise. I see people saying that again. Like, that does not matter in the slightest. Someone died. Who cares about the stupid franchise? What matters is figuring out what happened and bringing that to light. That's it.
Yeah.
Period.
Hopefully that the truth will set them free.
Right? Having an altar call now, or
look, we need some prayer up in here. I'm just saying, we need some prayer. Okay.
So, I don't know who or what's going on, but someone needs Jesus. That's all I'm
there
saying.
There you go.
So the other thing that happened this week was we got some episode titles and descriptions for the first few episodes of Dino Supercharge, which premiere in 2 weeks from when we're recording this.
Or it might be 1 week. Might be one, because you know they always put that episode up.
It might, they might put it up. But we got,
it might be
we got
tomorrow.
We got the first episodes. Kyle does his digging. Our buddy Kyle does the digging, and he finds these episode titles and these descriptions. And do you want to just go through, like, every one? Or
Yeah, sure. They're quick. Yeah, they're quick, so...
I'll read them. I'll read them for you.
You're not going to read them all.
You're going to read them all.
I want to read the first. I'll read the first one, then.
Okay,
fine. I'll go first. Episode 1, When Evil Stirs. The Rangers believe their work is done after they've defeated Sledge and his evil monsters. Unbeknownst to them, an even more powerful monster is picking up where Sledge left off and is closer to the Rangers than they think. Snap.
Because of the promo we saw, we know that it's Snide.
Snide slash Heckle.
Heckle and Snide.
I'll give him points for that. Whatever.
Sneckle.
Yes.
Sneckle. Yes.
Heckle and Snide. Oh, it's so clever. Because of the thing.
They're sharing the same body, but they're both evil. So it's sort of like a Mezogog thing, except it's not one side's good, one side's evil. It's just they're both evil.
Yeah, it's just that one side's an ugly dude. The other side's uglier. A monster.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Anyway.
And like one of the previews, he's got like some sweet lime green coat on too, so it was nice. I like that.
He actually changes clothes. Wow.
I've said this before, but I'm still blown away by the fact that they decided to take a like movie exclusive monster that is based on a former monster, and that's the one they decided to use for a new villain. Like,
yeah.
That's incredible. That's oddly impressive.
Well, we don't have Johnny T anymore, so.
Well, because you know fans are forever going to be like, but is he related to Zeltrax? Is he related to Zeltrax?
Is that Smitty Jr.?
Yes, this is Smitty. Yes. Oh, God. Of all the names.
His name is Terrence, which is also kind of not a manly name.
Smitty. Like,
that is yeah. So, like, who 1930s. Hey, Smitty.
Smitty.
I'm Terry Smitty.
We're going to go down to the mall shop. Terry Smitty.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, all right.
Zeltrax was kind of cool too, but then, like, I mean, I was never one of those people that was like, oh, it has to be Jason or any of that crap.
Well, that was no.
Yeah, but like, you could have done something a little cooler than Terry Smitty.
One of the few failings of Dino Thunder.
Yeah.
Smitty. I can't. So, all right.
Episode 2, Lisa.
Episode 2, Forgive and Forget. Snide plans to contaminate the city water with venom that makes you forget who you are in hopes that the Rangers will be infected. Meanwhile, Riley has a score to settle with an old rival at the Amber Beach Marathon.
So an old boyfriend?
Yeah.
Obviously. Come on.
Riley's the gay one. I mean, we all
Chase
all
has some competition.
Yeah, Riley is super gay, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's cool.
Well, how progressive.
I mean, honestly, at this point in time, with all the kid shows that are out there, why can't you have an openly gay ranger?
Should.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be nice.
Like, I mean, they have multiple cartoons that have gay characters on them that are super open about it.
Or at least LGBT.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Between...
Okay, look, I'm sorry, Tristan.
Steven Universe? Tristan,
we gotta start with the yes. G of the LGBT. You have to start with the G. Because, nowadays, right, the LGBTQIATYOPP, we can't keep up. So at least start with the G, then, but actually, if you start with the L, it's a little easier, because most of the men watching, they learn that.
I was gonna say all these cartoons that have done it, it's all L.
So start with the L.
Yeah, because
then go to the G, and then you get to
L is hot and G is gross.
Well, that's. But I said LGBT because I was thinking of certain characters that might have had relationships with more than just one gender. That's ones that exist already. Which is kind of a spoiler for certain things that have already happened in shows that are not Power Rangers, but whatever.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, so that's the only reason I said that.
I was gonna say, because the first relationship was lame.
Excuse me? That character was awesome?
Okay, and you guys are just talking like gibberish to me. So anyway, episode 3!
If we're talking about the same thing, you need Jesus. We've been over this.
So Power Rangers Dino Supercharge Episode 3, A Date with Danger. Chase tries to impress his new girlfriend Kaylee by showing how talented and accomplished he is.
I'm strong and good looking.
But when it becomes more about him and less about her, Kaylee starts to fall for the Black Ranger instead.
She likes him black.
Once you go black.
So, that's right. Chase has a new girlfriend. Yeah, okay.
Beard?
Riley's gonna be...
Pretty much.
Maybe Chase is bisexual. Maybe get some B in here.
I mean, whatever he wants to tell himself. Like, it's fine. It's...
Yeah, they can get together and get some Eiffel Tower action going on.
Okay,
leave that alone. Okay, episode 4.
Google that on
Let's not.
Urban Dictionary, kids. Urban Dictionary.
Nope.
Tristan.
Nightmare in Amber Beach.
Yeah, Tristan, do you want to read that? Do you want to read it, Tristan?
Why do I have to read it?
Oh, I didn't know if you wanted to be
We're
a part of it.
We're going in order.
Nightmare in Amber Beach. Shelby receives a pillow from an unknown sender, okay? When she uses it to take a nap, she starts living a nightmare. The Rangers suspect this must be from Snide, so they all make sure to stay awake, but that proves to be harder than they thought, okay?
Yo,
is this
okay.
You ever get a pillow from an unknown sender?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
not creepy at all.
First of all, why on earth would I be like, okay, this is a pillow... And I don't know where it came from. And I'll be like, yeah, cool, sure.
Let's go, Betty, bye.
Like, cool.
I'm going to go stick my head on a pillow full of anthrax. That's cool.
Like, seriously, I'm not going to wonder, like, where it came from or whatever. Like, did it, no.
Is it a body pillow?
And she's black. She should know better. Like, our hair. No, I'm not even joking. Some fibers for pillows are not good for our hair.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. Oh. And so that's why if you see us wearing head scarves, like some of them are silk, some of them are made of different fibers because it's better, to keep in the moisture. Yes.
I had no idea.
Kind of make a joke. I'm dead serious. So I'm sorry. I'm not gonna just sleep on any pillow from some random stranger. And she should know better because she's black. But you know why they wouldn't know? Because it's written by white people.
Well, maybe it has like an anime picture of Tyler drawn on it.
I mean, we were having a conversation earlier when we were driving here about how like diversity in TV shows and things
in front of and behind the camera.
Right. So like you don't see much diversity in front of the camera because there ain't much diversity behind the camera. And if you had some diversity behind the camera, then they would know these certain things about us black folks wearing headscarves to protect our hair from certain things.
So is this going to be your first question for Camille Hyde, for Tom Morficon?
Yeah.
Did you tell him about the pillow?
How's your hair, girl? How's your hair?
Some pillow talk.
That's... Oh! But I'm Ching.
Oh gosh, but yeah, I mean, there are just certain things that, like, if you had a little bit of diversity, certain things would come up, and then they would be like, oh, that's okay, whatever, it's a kid show, whatevs. Yeah, who cares? And she gets a pillow from somebody that she don't know, whatevs. Like,
and also all of them staying awake, wasn't that done in a movie? I feel like that was in a horror movie or something.
Well.
Well, Tristan,
you're being sarcastic or what? Like, obviously,
right? I'm setting you up for that, Tristan. I'm setting you up for it.
You were setting me up for it? What?
Yeah. I thought you'd know.
Well, of course I. Well, yes.
That's your
title of the episode is Nightmare in Amber Beach.
What?
So clearly, this is a reference to Nightmare on Elm Street.
Gotcha. Okay.
One of the greatest horror franchises in the universe.
Okay. Thank you. Because the only other time that I remember people trying to stay awake or somebody trying to keep somebody else awake is if they had a concussion.
Mm.
So, like, if you have a concussion, like, the person can't go to sleep. Like, you don't want them to, or else they go into, I don't know if it's a coma or something. I don't know. But you want to keep them up until they can get to the hospital.
Yeah, there's definitely a much better chance that they won't wake up if they ever go to sleep. Yes.
In this episode, instead of the theme song, they need to do Dream Warriors.
Oh.
Don't want to dream no more. 80s band.
The fact that's wonderful. That's
I don't even know that franchise, and I know that song. It's a great song.
It's a great song, absolutely. All right, let's move on.
Jeremiah.
Yes. Episode 5, Roar of the Red Ranger. Tyler tries to master the new T-Rex supercharge mode, but after Heckle plants a virus in Kendall's computer, the T-Rex supercharger malfunctions and makes Tyler go wild.
I can't.
Luckily, the Aqua Ranger, Dad, is able to step in before it's too late. So the Aqua Ranger's showing up, and like we all assumed, based on the back of the box and what we know, it's going to be Tyler's dad. Come on, we all know that.
All the later summaries.
Even before reading the later summary, we knew it's Tyler's dad, which is cool.
Yes, who's about 5 years older than him.
Well, that's a thing.
Yeah, but I don't know if we can blame that on the inner gems.
That's true. Yes, we actually can.
Mm-hmm. They're immortal. Mm-hmm. They're immortal. Mm-hmm.
Oh wow! So
that's actually genius.
So I want to see how Tyler, quote unquote, goes wild, because he's already
well in the Kyoruger footage. There was like an evil episode where he turned evil for a little bit,
and like, oh, I mean,
well, evil, I mean, that's an interesting way of putting it. He turns into a weird cartoon dinosaur thing.
Well, you know,
and it's horrible.
Oh, whatever.
Yes, I mean, good lord, they call the mode Carnival. Let's be real, it's gonna be nonsense. It's gonna be complete utter nonsense. Boy.
This is looking up, guys. All right, episode 6.
Lisa, you are so gonna hate Kyoryu Carnival. You are going to hate it. It's like a battleizer, basically.
Done. Episode 6, Forged Under Fire. Tyler looks forward to catching up with his dad after not seeing him for the past 10 years.
Ryan Steele.
Spoiler.
When Tyler's energem becomes cracked, he is forced to mend it by placing it in hot lava and prove to his dad he's not a little kid anymore.
You know, Dad, you were right. I am not a little kid anymore.
I'm gonna go stick my hand in some lava.
Why is hot lava capitalized in this?
Hot lava.
Is it like specific hot lava?
Is it like the other place?
The other volcano?
No, is it like the other spot instead of the dino bite that goes to the hot lava?
Yes.
You know, that's like that's the place that, you know.
Is that the juice bar?
The underground juice place.
Is there competition?
The seedy place that, you know, you really, you can, oh, you're supposed to be 21 and over. No, Dad, I'm not a kid anymore. I get to go to the hot lava.
I'm just waiting for his dad to say, I have the high ground, Tyler.
Right in the... You were the chosen one.
Oh man.
So episode 7, Home Run Coda.
Oh, God, help Kento.
Jesus. Yes. Kento creates a new victory charger that requires the core 5 energems. But when Riley becomes Coda's coach on the Amber Beach Earthquake baseball team,
what is this? Where the earthquake?
He has a hard time pulling himself away from the game to help the other Rangers. What? Amber Beach Earthquake.
This better be, like, a child's team, and Coda better be wearing a small child uniform. That has to happen.
That would be amazing. Amazing.
Right. These episode summaries are just getting worse.
No, that is a Turbo episode right there.
I was about to say the exact same thing. That so sounds like a game right from Turbo.
And worse. Oh, my God.
We're talking about this in the car, Lisa. Turbo's amazing.
Turbo's a devil. Got it. Okay.
Turbo is amazing for non-traditional reasons.
Please go home.
Do you hate TJ? You hate TJ? Why would you say that?
Jesus, take the wheel. Alright, episode 8, Tristan.
When Ivan mistakes a 1,000-year-old suit of armor as a training dummy, he finds himself in debt after destroying it. Heckle sends in a hybrid monster named Spelldigger to spread greed to anyone who touches his gold coins.
All right. Let me just... Thank you for Ron Radio Voice. Thank you. Thank you. Second of all...
Not intentional.
On the next Hero Power.
Second of all, Spelldigger...
I think we both recoiled a little bit at that.
...is not the greatest name. Because it does not... It could sound like something else.
Well...
They have to enunciate really well.
So Digger.
I ain't saying he's a spell digger.
Digger.
It's not not quite. But
right. Yes.
He is actually a giant chest of gold coins with a crown head. So he's a very elaborate fancy monster.
Don't touch my gold coins.
But oh my God, and Ivan, this sounds like fantastic Ivan overacting episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guarantee I'm gonna love this episode.
Ivan
straight
is
up. Yes.
So he's in Zones. Debt. So he has to go and get another job?
Whatever you do, don't, call that prince that you're close with.
Yeah.
Don't ask him for a couple of bucks. Yes.
Don't ask him for money.
He'll get a job with the hot lava dancing
on the poles.
Look, he's gonna have to make a lot more money than that. He's gonna have to, have a line outside waiting for services. Just saying. Well, I don't have much hope for the supercharge.
I love it. I love everything about this.
This is all great. These are great. What are you talking about?
Ivan focus, Coda focus, Shelby picking crazy pillows, and and Riley getting jealous and sexually frustrated. It's all good.
That part's great. But
And Tyler Ryan, Ryan stealing it up with his dad.
Yes. And come on, Crowu Carnival. Let's go.
T-Rex Supercharge.
Okay, so here's the thing, I wasn't around for much Dino Charge talk, right? So briefly, I'll just say that I actually really enjoyed, the first half of Dino Charge, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning 2015's episodes, right?
Yes, first 20.
It was good. It was a lot of fun. I loved the characters, good interactions, all good times. Although, I will say, there was a lot of standalone episodes that kind of were just sort of like... Let's just drop the characters into this random situation and just kind of see what happens. Mm-hmm. And even though on an individual basis, a lot of those things were really fun, I was just kind of like, so where's the story part?
Where's the meat and potatoes?
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, it's frustrating because a lot of those episodes, even unto themselves, they had nice little moments. They had nice little sort of statements to make about stuff. I enjoyed them. It's just, I wish there was more of an arc to take me into the future of wherever we're going with this.
It felt like too much setup. And also there was too many episodes where Fury's oh no, I failed. And Sledge is don't ever fail me again. And then they did that 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Sledge himself, I'm kind of if he's gone, then that's really, you know, like what?
Yeah, you know, back in the finale.
I guess I kept waiting for like, so like, where's the Keeper episode, or like the, right. You know, not that I love Keeper, but like, if he's gonna be there, maybe like, does he have backstory? He came from space or whatever.
He does have backstory. Like, he like killed everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the backstory. He's a murderer.
And like, he clearly has a connection to Sledge. I kept waiting for them to have the episode. It's just like, we're going to explain what happened here. And that'll be, you know, instead of, I don't know, like some of the other episodes where it's just like, oh, here's a wacky monster that we need to defeat. Like, well, that's every episode. Uh-huh. Maybe we can take one to just, you know, explore the backstory.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It felt like after Ivan debuted, like they were kind of spinning their wheels a little bit.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the other thing is that, again, we're dealing with only 20 episodes here, and I'm not the type of person who says, like, you know, oh, if we had more episodes, we could create more of a story. It's just that the standalone episodes are more noticeable, and each episode is more valuable to the overall whole when you have so few of them to work with. And it feels like the people in charge are making the series in the same way that they did back in the day when they had 40 episodes to work with. And they could afford to have, you know, a bunch of standalone, just character fair, episodes.
To be fair, is that, like, I consider when they have Dino Charge and Dino Supercharge, it's all one big whole, just split up into two. So that's mm-hmm. why it's kind of hard to judge Dino Charge until you see Dino Supercharge, because, like, maybe it is all set up. I don't think it really is. Some of that was just, like, crap standalone stuff. But that's the awkward thing, is that you don't really know until that other part of it airs.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, how would it play to us if it really was both seasons and they aired every single episode within the span of 1 year, and what we just saw was just sort of our mid-season finale.
Yeah,
and the status quo changed. I feel like it would probably feel a lot more complete, even if there weren't any massive changes to the overall story. It's just that we just got it all in one bigger chunk.
Well, having those like 5 month breaks like never helps anything. Mm-hmm. So. It's like, if you can watch it all at once, like, maybe it will tie together and those standalones don't seem quite as, like, useless.
Right.
Because, I mean, if you look back to some of those older seasons, there were a lot of crap standalone episodes. It's just that now they're more noticeable than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, the standalones is, like, it's not bad because it's a standalone episode. Like,
oh, no, not
like
at all.
Many of them are very good. It's just, if it doesn't contribute anything, like, I just find myself like, all right, this is our third win in a row where not much really is like moving forward. We're kind of just sort of shimmying in our chair.
Yeah.
You know?
Each episode is so much more valuable when you have so few of them and then you have all these massive breaks. Every episode you're like, I liked it, but I needed a little more, you know, a little more character, because I know that after next week, I'm not going to see anything for 5 months.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, just give me a little more, you know, because you have so much less time to work with, so to speak.
See, I don't even want to make it about like the amount of time, because I've made my peace with the fact that it's 20 episodes and mm-hmm. it's not really what I want, but like whatever, it's fine. But even within the 20 episodes, like I guess I just wanted to feel more like progress is happening. Just with, you can air it, you know, one episode a month, like whatever. Like just make sure that there's something. Not in every episode. Like I'm not trying to make it into 24 or like some crazy thing where it's like, oh, everything connects. Everything's connected. No, like it's just like, you know.
Right. Like
yes.
And then like yeah, all you see is Coda eating sandwiches. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hour
right,
two.
Like you're saying that it's okay to have an episode where all that happens is Andros plays around with a baby monster because you know, next week you're going to get a little taste of the actual plot.
Right. It's Psycho Ranger arc or Silver Ranger thing or, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Like, just like, or, like, you know, when Alex comes back in Time Force and is like, oh, I'm the Red Ranger now. Screw you, Wes. You know, like, and then the next couple episodes are about that. And then the aftermath of that. And then on to Frax. And then, you know, like stuff that, like, has mm-hmm. more impact than just, you know, hey, teamwork, guys.
Well, even then, it's like, standalone episodes are either breathers after long arcs, or they're supposed to be character building. And I'm not saying that we haven't had character building in these Dino Charge episodes, but that character building doesn't seem to matter past that episode. It's like they learn a lesson, but that lesson will never come up again.
Yes. Like, listen, the NZ boys were entertaining on their own, but really, like, did I need that in place of what could have been, like, a keeper episode or, like, whatever? Or, like, there's something that just, like, pushes us forward, you know?
That could have been the B-plot.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't really have very many B-plots, so to speak. I mean, they have a very clear message, and they deliver it in a very nice, succinct, usually fairly clever way, but that's it. You know, it's very much to itself. And, I mean, it's a good bit of character growth, and it might not apply, you know, later on down the road, but it's still very solid in itself. But like you were saying, if you know, we got 20 episodes here, and all you're going to do is give me a few character development episodes and then spend a month in New Zealand, because that's the thing that has to happen nowadays. You know, it feels like you're squandering some opportunities.
Yeah.
The New Zealand thing was fine.
It was fine to a point.
See, it's fine this year when we have... Are they going to go to New Zealand again in Supercharge?
Every year we're going to New Zealand.
So, not to skip ahead a little bit, but are we going to, like, have... Are the ninjas going to go to New Zealand?
Well, first, let's talk about these ninjas, shall we? So...
You mean we don't have any trains? No!
So, we also got over... Just to set it up, that we also got news about the 2017 incarnation.
Slash 18,
you know what I mean. But yeah.
You mean the Netflix exclusive season, right?
Definitely.
Of Power Rangers, called Power Rangers Ninja Steel. And if you were surprised, if anybody was surprised that they weren't going to use Tokuger, then you're crack. Because they were not going to use Tokuger.
The steel will grow, water flows.
No, wait, guys, wait. What if it's ninjas, but the steel is the train tracks?
Oh,
they're not
snap.
Using Tokuger.
What if this whole summary is about ninjas, but then they just end up, they use the Tokuger suits, but then the ninja mecha.
Oh, snap.
They're not.
They have to undergo training.
Oh!
No, I can't.
Oh, snap.
They're not using the Tokyo. It's just not happening.
Yeah, if they don't use Go Busters, they ain't using Tokyo.
Exactly. Like, I'm sorry. Like, go.
Anyway. To the travesty.
Yeah, let's pour one out for Go Busters, everybody.
For real. Like, anyway, I'm so totally going to do that.
It's morphin time. That's the time when you get to say it's morphin time.
They literally said it's morphin time.
Pretty
at
much.
At the same time, we were running Jank series where all they did was bite MMPR style.
It was like, and you can... Go Busters was trying to pitch to Saban. Use us! Please use us! We will say anything you want! It's a
Mr. Saban, less filming.
Please.
Less filming.
Less! More money for you! Less for us! Come, use us! And they were like, nope. Nope.
Because they didn't have a gimmick that year.
Nope.
No gimmicks.
No gimmick.
Go Busters, man. Like, I'm saying, like, anyway. So, Ninja Steel, here we have the,
Would you like me to read it, Lisa?
Press release. No. Because it's always funny when I read it.
Yeah, because English is not her first language, so it's always...
Because you're the devil, Jeremiah.
She will be firmly on the struggle bus.
You are a racist, Jeremiah.
Or the struggle train, whatever you want.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Saban's Power Rangers Ninja Steel starts deep in space.
Yes.
Where Zircon is the reigning champion of the most popular intergalactic game show in the universe. And monsters battle to prove who is the mightiest warrior.
WMAC Masters?
Zircon is determined to become invincible by controlling the mythical spirit crystal. Zeo? Which contains 6 supernatural ninja power throwing stars.
Dragon Star?
The only thing standing in his way is a new team of heroic teenage Power Rangers who possess the spirit crystal.
As opposed to old man rangers, I guess.
Hey, Woolwick?
Shut up. The evil Zircon sends his warriors. Sends his what? Sends his warrior contestant. Shut up! Sends his warrior contestants down to Earth to steal the crystal, where each epic battle against the Rangers is broadcast throughout the universe. Together, the Rangers must master their arsenal of throwing stars, Zords, and Megazords, each made of legendary ninja steel, in order to stop this evil threat and save our planet from destruction.
This is hot. This is great.
Yay! This could go in so many directions, and every one of them is fantastic.
So, is this like, instead of America's Got Talent, it's...
Zircon's Got Talent?
The yes. Galaxy, something.
They're gonna fight each other with giant Q-tips. It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna lie, like the idea that we have like an intergalactic space tournament, that's probably gonna be a fighting tournament, let's be fair. And like that to me, like I bet honestly, if I'm going what Dino Charge has shown us, it's probably gonna be on a spaceship and there's gonna be like a tournament ring where at the start of every episode two monsters will be fighting it out. Then one will win, and then Zircon will send it down to Earth. That's probably what's going to happen.
And that sounds a little VR Troopers-y.
It does, a little bit. Although in my perfect fanfic world, there's other races fighting in this tournament, like, say, I don't know, maybe a Aquitar person, an Aquitian, perhaps a Tenga warrior, perhaps a Triforian, perhaps a Marathian.
We were discussing this, yes. We have so much great like fan fiction headcanon already for this series
that if
it doesn't happen, I'm going to be incredibly disappointed.
We won't actually get any of that stuff.
The cameos, Tristan.
Let's just be real, okay?
But I do like the idea that there's all these different maybe these tournaments will be on another planet, and just by that I mean tinted footage. They used to do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What if they took over
tinted castic, like yeah.
Yeah. What if they took over Gasket's little tournament area from King for a Day? Wouldn't that be tight?
But New Zealand.
No, you could just build a little tournament area and just say it's the same thing.
It's the NZ version.
The NZ tournament.
Yes. We're going to space, New Zealand, guys.
It's sponsored by the NZ boys.
You know, the NZ boys have a little like banner hanging on the side of the tournament.
Of course,
that'd be awesome. Oh my god,
that's how they make
their
money, not from touring and all that other nonsense. No. Sponsoring intergalactic warrior fighting championship matches.
Isn't it perfect old school bizarre Power Rangers that they said, okay, we have a team of ninjas. Yeah, let's go space tournament. That makes sense.
It's game show.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
And my thing natural progression. Like, so Power Rangers now like Saban and them can pick and choose. So ninjas and dinosaurs. Dinosaurs and ninjas. It's just that's all they got. That's all they want to do.
Those are the two. I mean, those two themes have been incredibly successful. That's why they've run them both three times.
Like, I mean, but they're can
standbys.
We get something? I'm not saying Tokyo's different.
Hold on. Let me run this by you, Lisa. A Red Ranger with a lion. Hear me out.
Yes.
All the other team members also have animals that are very similar to that animal. Huh? We've never done that before, right? Red Lion, come on. New concept. Breaking ground.
Maybe they can all be the same stuff, which is why I'm saying it's time for Buster. Come on, let's do this.
Well, and how many times before a new Sentai has come out have we heard that same rumor about they're all gonna have bugs? I swear, they're all gonna have bugs.
What about the wrestling happens. Sentai? The wrestling Sentai.
Yeah. Yes, a wrestling Sentai right. would actually work really, really well.
The Lucha Danger. I don't know.
Los Luchadores.
No, not Los Luchadores.
No,
you can make such obvious, like, vague, these references to the past, like Macho Man references and all. It'd be amazing. Oh, it'd be so good.
Lisa, I love seeing your face during this, because we don't normally get to see this right now, because we're in the same room. And Lisa just has this, like, oh, child.
Hey, Lisa, do you want him to make Hulk Hogan references?
Oh, my gosh. That's not...
So can I just say the fact that they're broadcasting this throughout the universe? I want commentators.
But that's the thing. Who's
see?
Like,
we discussed
this. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of a little bit of Gaim, right? Like everybody is just tuning into this show where like they're just they're using the little monsters to fight each other.
Zalame City.
Like as if like it's just regular life. Chilling.
They're broadcasting this to the universe.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. Like, what in this universe? Who's watching television, like, chilling, like, okay.
It's the Power Rangers universe,
Lisa.
Like,
I can't.
I don't know. I've watched Rick and Morty, so I don't know. There's plenty of stuff on TV.
Show me what you've got.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine just, like, Ninja footage, but with, like, sports, like ESPN stats on the screen and crap like that?
That would be amazing. It would be so good.
I want to see like fictional Super Bowl commercials.
Oh my god,
like,
yes.
It's happened.
Well, if it was really ESPN, it wouldn't matter what's going on in the fight because they'd still be updating you on Space Tiger Woods. So
can you imagine like we just get No you go, Jer, sorry.
No, he was just laughing at himself.
Can you imagine it's like there's an ad for it's like, come visit Aquitar. Your sea destination. Across the universe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm Space LeBron James, and I've decided to take my talents to KO35.
Come visit Onyx for a nice cold one.
This does not even remotely bring any joy to my like. It just doesn't.
I love how when we do this, when nobody's focusing on like anything about the Rangers, it's all about the tournament. We don't care.
Yeah, who cares about the Rangers? All I care about is the cameos. I need Cam.
Yes, Cam.
Because he's supposed to be there.
Cameo.
Put the Cam in cameo.
Stop. Okay, you need you and the puns tonight.
The puns. I don't know. Tristan, it's so punny. Yes. I can't help it. I don't know.
Okay, so Cam and Shane and Oracle. I guess he needs to be there. And Chip. Who's the? Oh, Chip. And Chip. Yes, they all need to show up. Because the footage dictates it.
And what about Metal Ninja Jiraiya?
Yeah, no.
Ryan Steele.
How are we doing? Yeah. That? How is that?
That's super easy with this concept. Yeah. Like, come on, think about it.
How is that Ryan Steele?
He's a game show contestant.
Yes, he is.
A new challenger has entered.
Can you imagine that would be the start of an episode and then Ryan Steele shows up? Oh my god.
But again, this is a perfect opportunity to give us the long-awaited return of the triplets.
Shut up.
Come on.
What if Orion showed up? He was fighting for his planet. Fighting to get some money for his planet.
That'd be cool. He'd actually have some decent writers writing for him this time.
It would be his best it would be his best episode ever. By default.
Zircon, though.
Yeah, Zircon's a bad name.
Zircon.
Cubic Zirconian.
Yeah, it'll probably change. You know, hopefully. We can pray.
So you think Zircon is going to be an original villain, or you think it's going to be the main ninja baddie?
The main ninja baddie hasn't shown up yet.
Yeah, so he could just be sitting there in the shadows.
Like, they're doing the same thing. Okay, you know what? I've liked a lot of these, like, even series in the past, like Mad Rangers, as much as I love it, I hate it when you don't even show us the main villain until the series is almost over. Stop that crap. Just stop it. It's so much less impactful. We don't even know this person.
I mean, we may know him. Yeah. I mean, I guess the focus is not on him right away.
So let's just use Gasket and Archerina. Let's just use them.
Yeah, let's just go back.
Didn't see them die.
That's true. Maybe they didn't get
Zordon waved.
They escape somehow.
Yeah, them and Scorpina, they're hooking up.
As long as Archerina is still going after, like, old Catherine, then I'm fine.
Oh, I think you're just going to say the Pink Ranger, but okay, Catherine, specifically.
No, specifically Catherine. Like, she comes back, and then, like, the Pink Ranger's thinking, like, oh my gosh, she's going to come after... No. I don't care about you. Catherine!
Because all the Rangers this year have bows and arrows, so they can Katniss fight with Archerina all they want.
That's true. Katniss, so...
That'd be cool.
So the real question is, which one is going to be from New Zealand? Which ranger? Blue?
Probably blue.
From the New Zealand Magic School?
Yes.
I mean, they could just pull a, like, oh, I'm the mentor with a funny accent kind of deal, maybe.
And
I don't know.
That mentor can give them a tour of some backwoods, like, New Zealand place.
But, like, honestly, with the New Zealand thing, the problem there is that, okay, it's cute to do it once because we haven't had it before. If you keep doing it, it's going to get really noticeable and really annoying.
You have to be like so on, excuse me. You have to be like so on the ball with like your creativity of like, there's an ancient thing that we need to go to New Zealand for again.
Or when are we going to get a season that's just set in New Zealand? Is that enough?
I mean, hey, why not? Like, if it's like, do a thing where it's like the Rangers are foreign exchange students, so they're like Americans
transplanted to New Zealand. Like, every one of their Americanized places are in freaking New Zealand. So if they're going to New Zealand, it's going to look exactly the same. It's going to be like, hey, we're in New Zealand. Wait a minute. Isn't that Amber Beach? Isn't that Riverside?
It's the same city square, I mean.
Like, they would have to, like, tape in a new city and get new locations, you know what I mean?
Well, to be fair, that city square looks just like every Sentai city square, so I'll give them that one.
Yeah.
Well, here's an idea they could do for a season to explain another New Zealand Ranger. They specifically say each Ranger is from a different country. It'll be like Captain Planet. It'll be like, then Kwame from Africa, and so it's Linka from the Soviet Union, and Chase from New Zealand.
I can't.
That can be the animal Sentai.
No.
That'll be the furry Sentai.
Really? No. That is one Sentai that they're skipping, I'm telling you right now.
you think they're gonna skip
Minecraft Rangers?
Furries? The Minecraft Rangers?
It's a proven concept of animals.
Well, we have to wait till the next one to see if
right. That's true.
Yeah, really 41 is unbelievably jank, then they're gonna have to.
Like, they can completely go off tilt or get with the program and create something that's, you know, looks good.
We can always go back to Go Busters.
They are not.
We can always go back.
We have to go back, like in Lost.
We have to go back. Yeah. I don't know, I'm excited for this. This sounds really, really cool. It sounds really different.
Yeah, it's a very fresh take. Hopefully.
Yes, it definitely sounds unique, and I'm glad that it's not just like, oh, here's the ninjas, and it's all like emphasis on ninjas again. Like, obviously it's ninja steel. Like, we're not pretending they're not, but like, they did what I wanted them to do, which is they had a concept that was beyond just that gimmick again, you know. So the gimmick is in addition to, story-wise, I mean, in addition to the thing that we've already seen 50 times.
I still say that one of the kids needs to be the child of Billy and Fish Lady.
That'd be amazing. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. That ties in the space theme, that ties in the ninja-ness, and if she's a half-breed, she doesn't have to have the giant head thing on.
No, you can't say that. You can't say half-breed.
What? Is that bad?
She's multiracial.
If she's half species. Fish, if she's fish human, then she doesn't have to wear the big head thing.
That's fine. Just don't no half breed, please. Especially when you're a white.
Is that
person.
Bad?
No, you can't say that. You can't say someone's a half breed. Jeez.
Why is that bad? That's a clinical term.
Nazi.
Clinical term.
So.
Yeah. All right, on to, because I'm looking at the clock, on to
the comic.
The next topic of conversation, it is the comic, all right?
Number zero.
We've got number zero.
Got five covers.
And the comic slash the event that we went to.
Yes.
As part of the Power Force, we got copies of it before it went on sale. And, you know, and it's a quick read, like, you know, there are like three different little stories in there. So you have the main one, and then you have another one that's Bulk and Skull, and then you have some other one that I forget.
The one that was from the back of the Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Things.
Got
it. Because when they gave out, the six different, like, covers, and then each one had one page of the comic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Yeah, so that was thrown in there.
Wait,
you know, I like...
Wait, say that one part.
At San Diego Comic-Con, they gave out the blind bags, and each bag had one... It was just like a piece of cardboard, and it had one of the covers on it. And then on the back of it, it had one page of a six-page comic.
Oh.
So you had to get all six of them in if you wanted the full comic, and then they just took that comic and reprinted it in the actual number zero.
Okay. Yes,
to pad out number zero.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's called number zero, because it's this kind of a mishmash of just, you know...
Well, it's mostly, mostly new stuff, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, without that part, it's kind of a small issue, is what I'm saying. And so mm-hmm. they put that in there to, you know,
yep.
give people more stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I liked it overall, but the one thing I do have to say is stop reminding us every 2 seconds that you're in present day by talking about push notifications and things like that. But there's a lot of that in a very small story.
I didn't really think that at all. Like, I felt like that was a completely natural thing.
Well, I sent you an email, and I sent you a push notification, and I Facebooked you, and I...
Hold on 1 second, hold on 1 second.
And I hit you up on Grindr.
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Call us back.
What?
Because you guys are crunchy.
Okay.
So,
and we were recording that last...
Yes.
...hour.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah. It just as we were talking about the comic, you guys were getting crunchy. So...
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Zero... it started out with
Tommy,
of course.
Well, no,
he's angsting it up.
Well, that story is basically what's going to be. It's sort of the prelude to what the main comic is going to be about, because that's from the main writer of the ongoing comic.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. I'm not silly. So like it started out with Tommy. I guess it was like this. I don't know. You got Rita up in his ear, and be like, "Yo, you my main dog, yo. Just remember where you came from, bruh. Remember where you came from."
Mm-hmm.
And you know he's all moody and angsty and whatever. And then he like kind of snaps into it because Jason is driving him to school. And let me just say, now when I read this little portion, I didn't have that many gripes with it. You know, yeah, the present day stuff was blah, 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 blah. But, and then, usually with the comics that we've gotten in the past, the art has been not so great. It's not the greatest.
Really bad, the very first comic we had.
So,
yeah, it's not been anything to write home about at all. If you actually read comics, they're pretty much all terrible.
So, the art has very much improved, except for Tommy's face. What was wrong with Tommy?
Well,
like, why did they... Like,
to
what
be
is
fair,
with
Jason
nose?
David Frank can't fix that.
First of all, back in the day, okay, like, Tommy was a looker. He was. But the way they drew him in this Zero, his whole nose is taken up his face.
You're on your own with this pin.
No, it's not just me, Seamus.
You are an island.
I mean, he didn't look great, but I wasn't like as offended by it as you are.
I am offended. I am, because you know, Jason that poofy looks okay.
That poofy looking mullet thing that he always at the very from you know day one immediately turned me off of him, Tommy as a character.
Well, I mean, that's not when, like, that's
fix,
when,
I was like, fix your hair, son. Fix your hair.
The looker went the mullet.
Even in the early 90s, that was already outdated.
No, of course, but you know, I'm not talking. I'm not talking about then. I'm just saying, in terms of, he had a pleasant looking face. They made him look very not good. They did not make him look
that good. That is the best way to compliment a guy, by the way. Just walk up to him and say, you have a very pleasant looking face. Just, you'll win him over right then.
I would be flattered.
But, you know, they look, they made Billy look like, you know, something like a, you know, it made him look like, he wasn't, like, a complete nerd.
Billy,
you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Say that again?
They all look very good. The character designs, I actually think, are fantastic.
Yeah, I like the updated outfits overall, you know? No Zach cheeky thing or anything like that. Or
well, the thing that I thought was really interesting in talking to the writer...
I miss my red jeans.
When I was talking to the writer for my Den of Geek article, what he was saying, because I asked him about, like, why is it set in 2015? That seems weird if it's, like, supposed to be set after Green with Evil. He's like, he said it's more about the characters, and, like, he didn't want to be beholden to any kind of continuity. He's not interested in filling in continuity gaps. He's like, so I'm just trying to tell a story more about the characters and what I feel about the characters.
is some BS explanation. Like, there's some BS explanation. Like, I'm sorry, you're making this present day. You're taking the exact same characters, names, things, mannerisms, whatever, and your reason is, you know, fools. Who cares? I'm gonna do that. Me. Is that what it is?
Well, I wouldn't want to do that either.
No, I get it.
Do the lost episodes or whatever. Like, yeah, that's what he was talking about.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do like the lost episodes of Power Rangers.
No, I get it, but then don't have the exact same names and the exact like something. What's his name? You know, with the different Spider-Mans and the black guy. Like, Miles Morales? Right.
You didn't just have
a black guy named Peter Parker. Like, I mean, the thing is with
licensed titles like this for comic books, people automatically just want to see what they remember from the thing that it's based on. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to see Jason, Tommy, Billy. Like, regardless of what we would want creatively or whatever, what a writer would want, it's not going to sell as well as this, where it's like, here's Mighty Morphin, Dino People, teenage, high school, whatever. Well, like, I do think it would have sold if it was like, okay, it's 2016 and it's in continuity with the actual TV show, and it's mm-hmm. they're older, but hey, they're coming back together to fight, you know.
Yeah,
I think that would have worked very well.
Well, I mean, I guess my question is, okay, let's assume this goes long term and it lasts for multiple years. I want to know, because there's three ways it could go. They could either just keep this perpetually stuck where it is, where it's the same team of six Rangers always fighting Rita and it's just stories about them. They could have it to the point where, you know, eventually we're going to get to the point where Tommy's lost his powers or the White Rangers along stuff like that. Or they could say, okay, we're starting from Tommy being part of the team, but then we're just going to completely do our own thing and change the mythology and have the comic book be its own universe, which to me is the most interesting direction they could go.
Well, with what the writer was telling me, that sort of seemed like what he was going for. He's sort of like, yeah, I asked him point blank, he's like, is this a branched continuity? Is this a different... He's like, yeah, completely.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, I understand. You have to start where where the typical show was, where it's, these are your six Rangers, they're fighting Rita. You have to start there, pretty much. If you want to, you know, keep it in continuity and get all the old fans that might be lapsed to come back and check out your comic book, that's cool. That's just my question, though, is where are you going after that? Because if what you say is true, and once we tell this story about Tommy dealing with his Rita angst, and then you start doing some really cool new stuff that branches off, I'm all on board for that idea.
I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
Not down? What would you want, Lisa?
Not down. I want my Zio people. That's what I want.
When am I going to get Zio Image Comics number 2? That was honestly my favorite Power Ranger comic. The Zio comic.
Mm.
That was good.
I just, I don't know. Like, for me, I'm not a comic book reader, you know, enthusiast or whatever. So I'm not used to like all these alternate universes, parallel universes, variants, and all. I'm not.
You want the show.
But I mean, I want to.
A continuation of the show.
Something that's like, I mean, something that is, okay, fine, you can have your own take on stuff, but then explain it. Like, don't shy away from, like, okay, yeah, they're in 2015. Why are they in 2015 with the same thing, the same whatever? Explain it. Like, have a plan. Instead of like, it just seems like kind of like a cop-out. Like, meh, I just want to do my own thing. Meh, I'm not going to explain anything. Meh, but I'm going to use the same characters. Meh. Like, I don't know. I don't know yet. Again, like, Zero didn't offend me. Like, I, you know, I am interested. I want to see. Yeah,
it's hard to tell from, like, it was kind of like a 10-page story.
Right, so. And I mm-hmm. want to see more, so that's good, you know? So it didn't offend me. I just want what I want.
Bulk and Skull mini comic for life.
Wow.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the
mini comic. It was
actually well done.
Yeah. Honestly, my only, like, real major complaint, I would say, is that the first story, the Rangers didn't feel very, like, individualized. Like, in the Bulk and Skull one, like, it sounded like you in my head, it sounded like Balkan Skull, like lines they would say. In the first one, everybody kind of spoke the same way, pretty generically. Like, yeah, Billy threw in a couple of smart things, but other than that, like, even the backup comics sounded more like the Rangers. You know, like the San Diego Comic-Con thing. That sounded more like the Rangers than the first one did. It sounded very generic. Like, the story they were telling was fine, but their individual voices were not there.
I don't know. Like, Mighty Morphin just period is very generic.
Well, true, true. But, I mean, they still have their own little quirks.
Well, of course, but I mean,
none of them were there in this story.
I don't know.
Besides Tommy being broody, but that's, you know, let's be real.
I mean, little stuff with like Kimberly like texting Tommy in class,
like, and, the like, 5 billion emojis. Are you serious right now? Like, are we serious right now? Like, okay.
See, for the Jason dialogue and all's battle dialogue should have been in all caps.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Send you back to the barn.
I do like how they were legit gonna like duke it out in the command center. It's like,
yeah,
no, like, your fault. No, your fault. What you gonna do, boss? What you gonna do? I kind of like that. I did. And then Zorner's like, well, you should have.
And then their mentor actually mentored them.
You know, I'm just like, you mean the mentor actually did his job?
Like, yeah, wow.
It's kind of amazing. Great.
So, honestly, I'm going to probably check out the rest, because at first I was kind of like, but then after this event we went to, I'll check out some of the issues, see what's
up. That's my thing, is, like, I'm looking at all these variant covers for the next few issues, I'm like, I'd like almost all of these covers, I might just buy all the covers, because I like the covers. Even if the story is super great.
That's the thing, like, this is what happens with... like high quote unquote high profile like number ones or number or beginnings of new comics. It's like 50 million variants. Now please buy all of them so you can boost our sales for the first issue. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like now they can be like, it's a success story. Of course, it may not all be attributed to what's inside the comic, but
yeah,
it makes true. It look nice, and it's like, okay, well, we can launch another 12 issues or whatever.
Well, what typically happens nowadays is if you're a comic and you're not Marvel or DC, many of these third string because it sounds bad, but, you know, any of these third-party publishers tend to do two covers for every issue of all of their series, pretty much. Mm. So if we get to that point, I can deal with that. But, like, I know at least issue one has, like, at least 5 or 6 covers, too. And I think issue two has a few covers.
Who are you talking about?
The Power Rangers.
Is going to... The first issue is going to have 5 billion covers?
No, this one did.
Yeah.
Zero
did, and one will.
Yeah.
There's already...
Yeah, there's this covers. Really cool cover of, like, all the Rangers, like, chilling out on the side of the Megazord.
Oh, that was the covers?
Yeah.
That's a cover. Yeah, that weird anime Rita one's a cover.
Okay, so wait. So one of the covers where, like, Tommy is showing his butt and
yes.
Oh, yeah,
Zach
yeah,
is
yeah.
checking it out?
Yeah, where Zach's checking out that crack? Yeah, that's a cover.
Okay.
And then
Kimberly's giving a peace sign, and then they're like, a cover?
That's a variant cover.
It's a variant cover.
Yeah, basically.
For collectors.
Yeah, yeah, like, you can, yeah, you can, they usually have a default cover, and, like, if you just go to, like, a Barnes & Noble and they're selling it, they're always going to have just that cover, but if you go to a comic book store, they're going to have every cover.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Like, even the green and the white ones for this one, you could only get those at a comic book store because you had to go to a comic book store where they bought so many copies to sell that they had one of those covers to sell as well.
And according like, to... these people at this event that we went to, like, all of Zero, they're sold out everywhere.
That's not true.
Everywhere. You can't get it anywhere.
I bought my copies on Wednesday, and then I walked back into the same comic book store on Saturday with a friend, and the red one was sold out, but the other four were still sitting there. There weren't a lot of them all, but they were all there.
I think what they mean when they say sold out is, like, they ordered as much as could possibly have been ordered because vendors. That's what was printed by the printing people.
Yeah, everything that was printed was ordered by a vendor.
And this is actually a point that I was right about to make before you said it, but was like, people were like, oh, it's sold out. Let's celebrate because, you know, that means it's doing a good job. What that really means is they didn't order enough in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
So their orders did not meet the demand. It's actually purpose. Not great.
No, but it's on purpose. Like, they do this because, all the time with phones and like, you know, like,
well, with kind of everywhere, it's typically. Like,
go ahead.
Typically with comic books, you don't celebrate a comic success until issue 3 is sold, because you know, issue 0 is this is an oddity because most comics don't have issue 0. But typically, what you do is everybody over orders number 1, and hopefully that sells most of the copies, and then they under order issue number 2 in preparation for the drop off of the people that just wanted the first issue for collector purposes, and then issue 3 is typically where you get the actual. Typical numbers for on a month-to-month basis. So
The new car smell is worn
exactly
off.
After the new car smell is gone and the rarity of number 2 from the under order is gone, then you get to the reality of number 3, which is like, okay, how many of these are selling? How many of these did we sell, and how many of those did the vendors actually sell and are willing to buy more of? That's your gauging numbers. For them to proclaim issue number 0 is kind of a little cheesy, and I don't know. It seems a little.
I mean, it's not unexpected.
No, it's not. You want to tote your success, especially for a brand new thing, but it doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of it right now.
And so forgive my ignorance. So this is going to be released in March. Number 1 is going to be released in March.
Yes.
And so is this going to be a monthly thing? It's going to be released every month?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
It's an ongoing title, so it's not like it's like miniseries or anything. It's like if it sells well, it'll keep coming out every month.
Okay. Yep. All right, so you're gonna have to give my $4 every month,
or you can always just wait like every 4 or 5 months and then wait for a collected edition that has
the thing about that is
yes, you can get the trade paperbacks, and you know, if you want to, of course, do that. The thing is, that won't necessarily count towards, like, if you're trying to keep this thing going.
Mm-hmm.
What matters most is the floppies, which is the issue, the single issues. Like, that's what they're counting up as far as, like, oh, is this thing worthy of continuing to go? So you would actually, if you're one of those people who really wants to support it, you have to buy the single issues and not just the collections at the end of 6 months or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it's set up.
True.
Just an FYI for anybody who actually, you know, wants to do that.
Yeah, I guess that's a general message for people out there listening to this. Like, if you like the issue, and I think you should, and you want to support this and make sure it keeps going, don't wait. Like, buy.
Yeah,
just like
how, just don't wait.
Yeah, just, well, yeah. Just like how, you know, we would tell people buy the Super Sentai DVD sets when they come out. That's why more will come out, is if you buy them when the ones that are already available come out. You know, you got to show the support for it in the moment.
Yeah, so. It's not like 2 years later. Like, it's not really going to count towards. I mean, you can, obviously. Everyone has the option to do whatever the hell, you know, do what pleases you.
No,
you don't. You know.
No, you don't have any option. You got to buy every month, and you got to keep it going. But then if it sucks, then don't buy it.
But if you don't buy it every month and you wait for the trade paperback and then it gets canceled, don't complain.
Exactly. that's what's called trade waiting. Like, that's actually a term that people, you know, mm-hmm. have. But
yeah, because I know plenty of people out there who love comic books, but they don't own any single issues anymore. They just don't. They just like the trade paperbacks.
Yeah, The Walking Dead is hugely popular for that exact reason. It's one of the few that's like a bookstore book. Like,
mm-hmm.
so yeah.
The
but we're not making Walking Dead money right now. Okay.
No,
so.
No.
But so should we talk about the event we went to, Lisa?
Sure. So
Lisa and Seamus had a date.
Wow.
How'd it go?
Uh-huh.
Lisa made me buy all this crap for her.
Are
she
you going
didn't
steady?
Use it.
Did he smash?
Did he give you his class ring?
Lisa, I did all these things for you, and you won't even talk about us. I thought it meant something, Lisa. I thought we were.
Her silence shows that she's clearly excited about the new relationship. Tell us all about the boy you like, Shelby.
Oh, Jesus!
Did you make a wish?
Okay. Yeah. Where's where's my pillow from my unknown sender so I can, like,
did you dress up as a prince and a princess for the ball?
Cover myself in it. Suffocate myself.
Did Seamus put on a fake mustache and you had a nice, like, gown on?
Anywho. Oh. So, anyway, I'm out here and I'm currently recording with Seamus and I'm out here in LA for the weekend. It just so happens that the same weekend that I was planning to come out here is the same weekend that the Saban Brands and Boom Studios and what had a party for the launch of the comic.
And it was an art show.
And yeah. it was an art show. And it's also a pop-up Power Rangers shop, too. So all of those in one. And it just so happened that it stars aligned and it was the same weekend that I was coming out here. So, and I will talk about why I'm out here in just a second. But, we went there. A bunch of, you know, the Power Ranger crew, LA locals were out there as well. And some of the Rangers stopped by, not just the suit people, but, like, actual ones, like Aaron Cahill and Jason Font and Cameron Gibo. They stopped by and they participated a little bit, you know what I mean? So it was good. What about the event itself? Well, first of all, me and Karen, not Ashley, our friend Karen, who is friends with Aaron Cahill. It's very confusing, guys, but keep up with me.
Aaron and Aaron.
So we drove up and you know, we got parking, and so we didn't get to park right near the place, but, like, behind another building or whatever. So we had to walk around. And then we saw the line, right? And this is about, like, a little after 6. So it opened up for general admission at 7, and then 6 was, like, VIPs and press and stuff. So we walk up, and the line...
Around the building,
mind you. Now, it wasn't, like, lapped around, but it was still a girthy line that was around.
All right. Were you satisfied?
So, just gonna keep going, because I'm looking at the clock. So, we were like, holy crap, all of those people waiting to get in here? And they were. And so, like, we get in and, you know, the art gallery, it's actually pretty nice. Like, they really had some really cool stuff. And, what is that?
No, it's just a Skype sound.
It's a Skype sound. Okay. And so they had some really cool stuff and, like, the art was great. And by the time we got there, some of the art was already sold too. So, and then they were selling, like, you know, their t-shirts and, you know, different Power Rangery things. They were selling, of course, the comics. And, you know, they had a raffle they were raffling off a bunch of stuff. So, like, one of the raffle prizes was the Green Ranger cover. Pardon me. I was just like, crap. Like, really? And this is the part where Jason Font was picking the numbers, right? So, like, you know, the first prizes that were going by, it was whack. Who cares? Whatever. And then we got up to the Green Ranger one. I was like, Font? I know where you live, son. Do not mess this up. Just call the right number, son. Pick the right number. And of course, you know, I didn't win.
The guy that won, it looked like he was so happy, though. He was having the time of his life.
Who cares? I wanted the Green Ranger one. And especially the White Ranger one, too. I'm like, ah, crap. Because that, and then, because, yeah, like, they
that's
had.
That's really hard to get.
They had the specials, too. They had the special of, you know, the special, quote unquote. But I mean, you could buy all the main 5 covers, so along with prints and things that they had, but, you know, so I bought them all there. I don't want to keep searching for crap, but yeah, it was really nice. You know, they had grown up drinks. You know what I'm saying,
the Red Ranger and the Pink Ranger.
Yeah, the Red Ranger and the Pink Ranger. So one had tequila in it, and one had vodka. I don't drink those things. So
you drink both, right? Okay.
Say what?
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, but then grown-up drinks, And yeah, it was cool. You know, everybody showed up. So by the time it got to around 7-ish or whatever, we were wondering like, okay, there's supposed to be a whole bunch more people coming in. They were letting in people in groups at like intervals of time, right?
Probably because we can only allow so many people in the building.
So pretty much by the time we were actually leaving, because we were like, okay, we've been here like 8:30-ish, 9-ish, yeah. By the time we left, like there were still people online to get in. It was crazy.
Yeah. Pays to be press.
What? Like it was kind of crazy because it was so many people waiting, and then like they're talking to different people who are fans of the show or whatever, and of course you know I have to find my black people, right? Because like you know it's kind of hard in the streets find black people. And so it was two people, you know, it was a guy and a girl, both black, and then I'm talking with them or whatever, and so. You know, I just happened to ask them, oh, like, so, yeah, where are you from? Whatever. And they're like, oh, we're from the East Bay. So we drove all the way from here. And
it's like 5 hours.
You know, about 5 hours. And they're like, oh, where are you from? New York. They're like, well, okay, we can't kind of beat that. You kind of win. And many people thought I just came out for this. I'm just like, no, I didn't. I was in the area already. But with these two, they never heard of No Pink Spandex. They never heard of it. So normally, I would be not surprised because I don't think anybody listens to us or goes to our website or whatever. I don't think anybody, I think it's just four of us talking and nobody listens. But I was kind of surprised, I'm not going to lie. Because I'm just like, word, they never heard of it. But I made sure I gave them the link.
I told them about them.
And make sure, I'm like, yeah, check that out. So we are No Pink Spandex everything. We're on the Twitters, the Instagrams, the YouTubes, the Facebooks, the whatevers, the anything.
I talked it up first to them before even you did.
I'm just saying.
I was saying so many nice things about this podcast, well, Lisa.
I'm so glad you did, my darling. I'm so glad.
Oh, your darling?
Oh.
Oh, Lord Jesus is a fire.
Oh, we're shipping
them. But yeah, no, it was good to meet people who never heard of us.
And now they know.
And spread the news, spread the gospel. So yeah, it was good. I mean, and then Seamus, he was talking with, what's his name, Kyle Higgins for a while. Kyle Higgins, though, he ain't had no time for me, though. So, like, I went to go get the stuff signed. It was, like, the last call. And he was just signing and talking to somebody else and didn't even bat an eye. I'm like, all right. Whatevs.
Thanks, Jer. So he wrote Lee Seamus forever.
You didn't have to read that though.
I did.
No, you didn't.
So my experience at the show, in case I'm allowed to talk about that, Lisa.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's really great about the show was that I covered it for Den of Geek, so I was interviewing Kyle Higgins and Margaret Scott, who were there, two of the writers who were there. But the art pieces there, I mean, it's what you would expect. 95% of them were from MMPR. There was one from Zio, and then there was one from In Space, which was of...
Which one from Zio? The one of...
Tommy.
Tommy? Okay. With his tattoos and stuff? Okay, yeah.
And then there was the one of Astronema, which was really nice looking.
There were a couple of Astronema ones.
Was there? I thought there was only one.
I saw the whole gallery online because they put them up to buy. So
there were some really good pieces in there. And it was great to see a lot of people. A lot of my friends who were Power Ranger fans were there, so that was really fun. And It was a really good event that was really well put together. And they had all these other prints on sale. Like, they had some Avatar prints on sale. They had some Steven Universe prints on sale.
What?
Yeah.
I need Steven Universe prints.
So maybe I'll go back there and I'll take photos of it, Jer. I'll let you
yes.
know.
Yes. I want Steven Universe prints so bad.
No, and some of those prints, though, were really good. Like, I was thinking about it, but I'm like, I don't need MMPR prints that much in my life. I'm not that big a fan of the MMPR.
Like, it has to be, like, exquisite.
Yeah, it has to be real. Now, if it's another season...
I looked at the gallery and I saw, like, two or three of them that I would actually want to own. But for the most part, they were nice, but... Yeah, some were nice, but I'm like, man, I wouldn't want to buy that.
Yeah, certainly. No, but it was a really fun event. And, again, there were so many... Going to an event like this reminds me that there are a lot of casual fans who have never visited Ranger Board, never listened to a podcast. They just like Power Rangers, and they just go to these events. They aren't in the fandom like we are. And we forget that sometimes, that there are the quote-unquote casual fans.
The normies. Just the
regulars. Yeah. No, I mean, and really, I didn't get to, like, talk to as many people as I wanted to, because, like, because I was trying to catch up with people I knew, so it was kind of a mixture of that. And by the time you caught up with the people you knew, then you're like, oh crap, like Aaron Cahill's here. Wait, what's going on? and then what is Raffle? What's going on? And wait, there's people giving out free naked juice outside. Wait, what? Okay, so. But overall, it was actually pretty good. It was pretty good.
One of the better PR events I've been to, certainly.
Yeah, because you've never been to a No Pink's Minus Live.
I haven't.
Mm. That's true.
It could happen.
You haven't experienced the magic yet.
Funny story, Lisa. Actually, a friend of mine was asking me, it's like, oh, what'd you do last night? It's like, oh yeah, like I went to this thing with my friend Lisa J from No Pink Spandex. He's like, oh my god, I've been to No Pink Spandex Live. I know Lisa J.
That's funny.
Nice.
Famous Lisa. Famous.
I try. It was good. And I'm glad I went. And you know, it was it's funny though. You not only do you have the people working for the gallery there and the whatever, you also have your Saban people there, and they're doing their job trying to...
I love how you were back-talking Power Rangers when the woman was right there. That was amazing. The Saban brands woman.
Whatever.
And then you were just saying nasty things about Power Rangers.
Of course. Whatever. Because, was that the same woman that gave me the free print?
Yeah.
Whatever? Okay, no, well, see, here's the thing. So... You know, she's coming around to us, whatever, and she's giving out, like, the Red Ranger print that was at San Diego Comic-Con, like, about, what, 2 years ago or something like that? And I was like, oh, hi, what's your name? Because I don't think she gets that. She usually, like, she's handing out stuff, and people just look at her and then nod and then, like ask for another one if they can get one. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, hi, not what's your name? Because, like, that I'm a human being, and I want to know people's names. And I forgot her name, whatever. And then she said it, and she was like, wait, oh, hi! Oh, where are you from? Who are you from? Or whatever, you know, like, because she's thinking I'm, like, press or something or whatever. And, yeah, we didn't look like we were dressed like Power Rangers. That was the other thing. I didn't look like I was dressed like a Power Ranger or in any Power Ranger garb. I dressed like normal clothes.
I had a VR Trooper shirt on, Lisa.
And
of
course Seamus had a VR Trooper shirt on, so, you know.
That was actually... Oh, no, finish your story.
So, yeah, anyway. So she's thinking, like, oh, I must be one of the normal press people. Okay. So, and I said, hi, yes, my name's Lisa. I'm from No Pink Spandex. She's like, oh, right. Lies. You don't know who I am, where I'm from.
Lies.
Just why go you about lying? Your business. And then, so, like, when she was coming around, because, like, as I'm talking about Power Rangers and saying my... stuff or whatever, she's coming around again. I'm like, okay, wait, I'm gonna wait till she walks away. Okay, so yeah, this Power Rangers thing. Because, like, I mean, she don't know me from a can of paint, man. Like, whatever. Like, whatever. I mean, dude, I mean, I know you gotta do your job or whatever, but don't lie. Just say, like, okay, you're from this. Okay, I will, you know.
Thanks for covering the event.
Exactly. Like, don't lie. Oh, right. No, don't give me that. Sorry.
I never understood that as, like, a social thing to act like you know something. Why isn't it acceptable to just be like, oh, okay, cool, nice to meet you, or whatever. Like,
right.
I don't know.
Because they feel like they're...
Of course, I wasn't there, so I don't know what that... I can't comment on this exact situation. I'm just saying.
No, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah,
just
that
anyway.
No, I'm serious. Like, you know, there's people you know... that they know your work, and then there's people you just know that they don't, and it's okay, it's fine. Just like when, you know, I was talking about my two black best friends that I made, whatever. I can't speak. I'm legitimately thirsty and I can't speak anyway, but yeah, like, they didn't act like they knew, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Then I can tell you, and then you can be honestly interested and look it up for yourself on your own time. Saban lady, you don't have to. It's okay.
Yeah.
I know you don't. You have a lot on your mind. Your feet are probably tired. Just go take a rest. So.
I was a big fan of when I asked Kyle Higgins, because he was like, right when I started my interview, he's like, oh yeah, man, I like your VR Troopers shirt. I used to watch that show. I'm like, all right, so when's the VR Troopers comic coming? He just laughs and he's like, not from me.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Aww.
I'm like, when are we going to get our VR Troopers art show?
Yo, why? Yeah, right. Okay, sure. Like, it took like 20-something years to get a Power Rangers art show. Like, legit. So, and then, like, I would honestly ask, like, you know, the cashiers or whatever, you know, like, I'm like, so did you expect this? Did you expect all the new? Like, no, this is a really great turnout. Like, wow, this is like whatever. I'm just like, yeah. Okay, remember this, because we don't get this. We don't get kind of this kind of stuff, okay? Yeah, this is for the Star Wars and the Star Treks and the Star whatevers.
This was swanky. This was a high-class art show.
So, but again, you haven't been to an MPS event, so...
Okay, yes, I'm sorry.
You haven't been to the high-class...
I'll have to rectify that.
So, yeah, I mean, anything else... Besides about the event that we're forgetting.
No, I think it was just really, it was really great. And it was, seeing Cameron Jebo was so nice. Such a nice man.
Yeah, and talking to him and stuff because, and he honestly did remember who I was and did not act like he knew. Like, I mean, or rather, he didn't act like he didn't know and then looked at me, staring at me as I'm continuing to explain to him how you used to talk. Oh, sorry, wait, that's somebody else I'm talking about. Never mind. So Cameron Jebo was good to talk to. He just came chill, whatever.
He wasn't there to be like, look at me, I was a Power Ranger.
He was just checking out the art and looking at stuff or whatever, and you could just walk up to him and say, hey, how you doing, whatever,
He's a fan.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. I like it. It's great. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, everyone was stalking Aaron and Font, so everybody was stalking them. Jeez, it was just like the flock.
Well, there's a lot of piranhas out there, and there was very little chum in the water, so they all went for the same piece.
Oh boy!
So
that was definitely a thing. There was a thing. It happened. It was great. And
then you know, there's going to be apparently Scott said for PMC this year they're going to have an art show thing. Probably not as swanky as this, but they're going to have art on display.
Okay, that's great.
Just so you know,
it's great. It's awesome. It's not in New York, so what do I care?
No, I mean like at PMC.
I know.
Completely dismissive.
This is why our relationship's not going to work, Lisa. Why can't you appreciate the things I like, Lisa? I do all these things for you. You do nothing.
But you know why? Because they've always displayed different things, like the monsters and things. They've always had displays beforehand. I'm not trying to be dismissive. I'm just.
I'm fine, Lisa. That's fine, Lisa. No. It's okay, I'm going to cry on my pillow that I just got in the mail.
Yeah, you do that. You do that.
Yes. I hope it doesn't mess with your hair, Seamus.
That happens.
Too late for that.
We gays. We have this problem with our hair.
I'm glad that Scott is getting ideas from this type of event to kind of display other types of art.
Yes.
See how I cleaned that up? I cleaned that up well.
Yes,
okay.
You do. Good job, Lisa.
So I guess the final thing before we wrap up is that I'm also out here in LA because I've been feverishly working on some things. Mm-hmm. I think some of you like Najee already posted on his Instagrams and things and whatever. So I interviewed Najee for a special that's coming up in February. And you can probably guess why in February. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And then there is another one. They had another interview, which I won't say who, but I did another interview for a couple of specials that are coming up. So one of the specials actually is an SPD one because, you know, I put a little behind the scenes or whatever. So that SPD, which was supposed to come out last year, anyway, it's going to come out this year. Anyway, it's going to be finished.
Always in the future.
Exactly. So that's SPD, but then I'm working on a couple of other specials that I'm filming. So that's why I'm out in LA this weekend. And I'll be me and my hands will be bloodied as I'm like editing episodes and editing this video and stuff like that. So yeah, I really hope that you guys are going to enjoy it. So look out for new content, video content in February and in April. Yes. There you go.
Little clues.
Clues, February and April.
April Fools.
April Fools. It'll be good. Wow.
Yes.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Doing an interview with Benta. April Fools.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. What?
Just interview all the fools.
No, it's fine. It's just
there's a few.
It's this connection.
Oh, okay.
Well, the episode's pretty much done anyway.
Yeah. I think we've covered everything, you guys.
Lots of stuff.
A lot of things happen. I mean, like, legit, anytime we think, like, no news is going to happen, nothing's going to go on, just going to be the same. News. Then all the news happens.
Big things popping.
Nothing's stopping. Nope. All the steel and the pain.
Except for this relationship. It's over.
No.